Hey everybody, it's Michael Martin. I hope you're doing very well. And I really mean that. I hope you're doing well. You know, these are tough markets. You know, if you're doing the kinds of stuff that I'm doing, everything is basically soft and flaccid. Yes, I just used the word flaccid. Things are not following through, and it's very easy to sit here and get frustrated and start bitching and bellyaching. The problem is when you do that, you get more of the same crap that makes you frustrated. So you have to think positively. And so I said, okay, well, what kind of message can I leave everybody with today? And that's this. You have to be able to envision yourself being a success. If you think like you can't do it, you're not going to do it, right? That should be, you should know that by now. I think if you've listened to the show long enough, you would know that. But I can't stress it enough. It is not about the magic trading strategy. It's not about the magic chart pattern. I know that there's guys in the retail space who have, you know, 250,000 followers on Twitter. And it's like, because they're saying, you know, here are the top 12 bullish chart patterns. Here are the top 10 bearish patterns and whatever. And to, you know, I'll say it this way. I don't feel like they get it. You know what I mean? They don't get it. It's not about the chart pattern. You know, my success has nothing to do with chart patterns. None whatsoever. Two, I didn't even know how to code. I'm not a coder. But because I wanted it so bad, I learned how to create my own model on what was then called Lotus 123. Look it up. It was a spreadsheet / file save. To me, I loved it. I don't like Excel. But then again, I'm idiosyncratic and in a lot of ways hard to get along with. Because I like doing stuff my way. It doesn't mean I have to have my way. I just like doing things my way. I'd rather do things my way and fail and learn in the process than to try to become somebody else and do what other people say. Because as Michael Marcus, you know, had mentioned to me, if you try to do a little bit of everybody, you get the worst of everybody else's system. And he wasn't kidding. So anyway, the point being is the reason why I had any success, and I'm not even putting you on. I'm not putting you on. The reason why I had any success in any markets, whether it was commodity futures or equities, it's because I believed that I could do it. I had a feeling in my body. I knew I could do it. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I knew I could do it. I knew I could trade it. I started with commodities first. And then I went and I learned equities, a very different space on a whole bunch of levels. We'll save that for another time. So let me be frank with you. Why do I consider myself to, or why am I not a great options trader? It's because I've never focused on it. I never made it my intention. If I ever needed that business, I could farm it out to other people. You know what I mean? And so I also was lucky enough to find my groove after a while in futures. I just got it. I could understand crop years. I don't even trade. Now, here's the other thing about futures, right? Just because everything in life has a nuance. I believe it. If there's a physical behind it, right? Meaning that there's a physical that can be delivered, I can trade it pretty well. What I don't particularly trade well are financials, currencies, and or stock index futures. And for those of you that know that space, you know that there's probably one reason why. And that is because those are all cash settled, right? There is no physical delivery on, you know, the bond futures contract. If you trade S&P, it's cash settled. You don't get delivered the index, right? And same thing with currencies. I guess if you're an interbank, you can do all that and whatever. But I usually just kept it clean and traded right through Chicago and this and that. But now, So some of you honestly are probably sitting back and laughing, and I totally understand. Sometimes I laugh at myself all the time, but you're like, man, I don't get out of bed unless I'm trading, you know, treasury futures or this and that. You know what I mean? Like that's where your niche is. That's where you feel good. That's your zero point. And I get it, but that's the beauty of the business is that I've done very, very well on the things where there's a physical behind it. And that's what I stuck with. I just understand it. You know, I grew up in a state that was a farming state. It was a dairy state. There was lots of farmland. You know, I was there in the middle of it. So I got it. I could understand crop years. I just understood it. So understanding spreads and laying risk off and delivery and carry charges, it was something inherently that I understood. I didn't know it existed until I started studying, you know, the futures, but it became, you know, part of my, you know, education to be able to go back and was like, oh, that's what that meant when they were saying carry charge. That's what they meant when they were saying delivery point. You know, that's what they were saying when they, or what they meant when they were talking about over the counter. Like, I knew it. I just didn't know what it all was called. And then so everything kind of fell into place. That being said, again, there was no magic formula. There was no magic one teacher. There was no magic anything. And it wasn't until I made up my mind and I said it in the present tense that I'm a professional trader or something like that, that I actually did it, right? Because using the future tense of, you know, to go plus an infinitive, like I am going to be dot, 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 a professional trader. I am going to be blah, 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 whatever it might be in your life. You know, you're speaking in a future tense, right? And the future doesn't exist. Only you have right now, the ever-evolving moment of right now. So these are very, you know, this is the Yoda part of the business, right? Which, you know, you could sit there and look at all these things and study them. But ultimately, some of them may actually have meaning for you. So it's like, man, make up in your mind or have that honest conversation with yourself, because here's the deal. If you can't say that, right, thoughts, feelings, and actions, I am a professional trader. In the ever-evolving moment now of right now, I am a professional trader because I do the things that professional traders do. So the results are just a matter of time. That's the mindset on some level. There's a lot more to it, but look at it just for the sake of the fact that this is a damn 10-minute podcast, okay? I'm not trying to make War and Peace here or make the definitive podcast on it. This is just a daily thought, you know, by Jack Handy kind of a deal. But it's the closest thing to the bullseye if you're struggling as a risk manager, because it doesn't matter if you're trading or if you're doing investment advising or whatever. Sooner or later, you have to find a way to manage the risk, and if you don't do it, your clients are going to find somebody who will do it. Now, if you're honest with yourself and you're saying these things to yourself as, it's not even an affirmation, thoughts, feelings, and actions, right? You put yourself, like, what would it feel like if you were that trader or money manager that you feel that you want to be, right? Because it comes to a feeling. Don't tell me intellectually, it's not a thought, it's a feeling. What does it feel like? So if you can feel like that person would feel in 10 years, but feel it right now, you're also now conjugating yourself to that behavior. You're locking it in. So as you can imagine, when you look at it, things from my way of thinking, and great, you might disagree, so might a million other people, you can see why it's so not about the chart pattern, right? Because if you're not in the groove with yourself, the chart pattern's largely irrelevant. You could sit there and ready, aim across everything and never actually get anywhere. But if you can't make up in your mind and decide that this is what you're going to do and you're going to do it. And I don't mean going for broke. I don't mean rolling the dice. I don't mean trading 400% of your trading capital on one name at all. You know, I'm talking about just believing in yourself enough to know that whatever the circumstances is, whatever the circumstances are, whatever they may be, whatever the circumstances that are going to change that I cannot even predict in the future, I'm going to rise to the occasion and I'm going to kick the living crap out of the day and get it done, because that's what I do. I'm not in competition with the other famous people out there. I'm in competition with myself. Whatever success other people have, trust me, I celebrate it. Because if you can't come from an abundant place and love those people for everything they are and everything that they're not, you know, you don't have the vibe. You don't have the abundant vibe. And if you don't have that abundant vibe about celebrating other people's success, even if you feel that they're competitors, I can assure you that abundance isn't going to come knocking on your front door either. Because you can't fool Mother Nature, right? That was the old commercial, if you've been around long enough. You have to get what you want to get. You have to give what you want to get. And so the mindset game is a very deep one. That's why they say it's 80% of it. So if you're always sitting there saying, what about me? What about me? What about me? Well, what are you doing? right? If you're cheap and you expect the market to give you big gains, do you think there might be a little bit of a disconnect there? You know what I'm saying? And I understand what it's like to be frugal, but cheap is a whole other level, right? So when you think abundantly and you believe that you can execute, even if you're not quite sure how to do it, by making small bits of effort and small bits of attempts, even if you don't know what you're doing, and even if you have that, I feel like an idiot because I don't know what I'm doing. Good. Now you're in the place where you can have some growth. And that's the feeling that you should be inviting into your world every day. And every day that you avoid that feeling, you're kidding yourself. That's my belief system. If you want to challenge me, I'm up for debate. But this is the stuff, this is the way I'm living my life. And I feel like I'm unstoppable. So steal from this and make it your own. You know, that's why I'm doing the show for. I'm not getting paid for the damn thing. So take it and run with it. Make it your own. If something's not clear, then email me. That's where I see the engagement the best. I don't care about Twitter and all the other stuff. It is what it is. But to be frank, I said it out loud too, because I don't want any gray areas here. I use Twitter largely for one thing, and that's to syndicate or to help syndicate the show and get it to people who might not see it or be able to look for it through whatever podcast hosting service they're using. So anyway, I appreciate you all very much, because the things that you're going through remind me of my journey and the things that I get to go through again, because the themes never really stop. They recur. They change a little bit and they kind of rhyme. As they say, history rhymes. It rarely repeats itself. And that's true in your personal growth. But once you start getting some success from having believed strong belief in yourself and your ability, even if you don't have the tactical tools right now to get where you want to go, you'll be surprised how that will grow geometrically, because the self-confidence and your self-esteem will grow. You're not going to get good at anything if you don't have any self-esteem, right? There's a whole bunch of other stuff too, like discipline and all of that. But just to conclude, I'm 12 minutes now, so I lied to everybody, blatantly lied through my teeth. So, yeah, it's a 10-minute thing. No, it's 12 minutes now, liar. If you must have a belief in yourself that no matter what happens, you will rise to the occasion. That's the single most important thing, is the belief that you can do it. You'll figure it out along the way. That's the thing. Like, it's not like, well, I just got to get all this stuff together. I got to save the money. I got to do this and that. You got to join the country club before you can afford it. That's the way this works. You know, otherwise you're going to find reasons to stay comfortable, and comfortable means you're not growing. And that's okay with me. It's fine with me. It's none of my business what you do. But this is for those folks who have the intention of growing their asset base, if they're in the investment advisory space, or growing their P&L, obviously with hopefully 4-5-6-to-1 ratio between rate of return and drawdown, right? Because you want to be exceptional, not average. And, you know, go from there. You know, you'll figure it out along the way. If for whatever reason you have a block and something's not clicking for you, then go to martinchronicle.com, look at the contact page, and send an email. Please don't write War and Peace. Write a single sentence. I don't need the context, all right? I don't need the whole backstory. Just tell me what isn't working, and I'll point you in the right direction, if nothing else. Anyway, thank you very much for being here. I'm very grateful to have any number of listeners, and that some of you listen every day and tell me as much. I feel your love. Thank you so much, and I'll see you tomorrow.